from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. We're a little west out here in Ashburn, VA. Brian, I've acquired some breaking news.
What's up, breaking
news? I have acquired a piece of information.
Give it to me.
I don't know what we do with this information, but I have acquired this information.
Okay.
I know where lunch is being served.
All right.
It's on the fourth hole. We are out at 1757.
Fourth hole's out that way.
Okay. So we are in the clubhouse driving range area. We're out here for the Heroes and Leaders golf tournament supporting the Veteran Resource Success Group. Really great cause. A lot of really impressive people out here. Now, Brian, I think we have a problem because Jeff is not here. Jeff could take a golf cart out to the fourth hole and sweet talk those folks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we can send Heavy Metal Chris out to the fourth hole of a golf tournament.
No, we can't.
I mean, I think if Heavy Metal Chris rolls up in a golf cart, they're going to call the police.
Well, I'm going to tell you straight up, there's a little snack shop right behind us.
I mean, I could just take it.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, snack shop right there.
Sure, but they have box lunches with the good roast beef sandwiches.
They got good burgers right here.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Maybe.
And I know the young lady back there that cooks them.
Okay.
When I play here, I always see her, so I'm going to go in and ask her for a burger.
All right, well, you know what? That's what I bring the information, you bring the answers.
Yeah.
More answers here. I think I want to open the phones on this. It is high noon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, you'll hear from Marty Smith. I've seen Grant Paulson is here.
Yep.
They're going to broadcast from here, too. I think a lot of these guys will kind of be getting done with their rounds of golf, so maybe they'll be able to get some really cool guests.
Yeah.
It's funny for me, B. Mark Rippon just drove by us. I got to say hello to him earlier. Because I'm not around him that often, he still lives on the West Coast. It comes back fairly regularly. I still have a twinge of, like, I geek out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, that 91 Super Bowl, I was 8 or 9 years old, it changed the trajectory of my life. I don't think I'm sitting here without watching that season, right? And I'm curious for you what it's like seeing Rip after all these years.
Just like seeing you after some years. I see him every year.
Right. I mean, you see him
multiple
times a year. Right.
So it's like once you hang out, you grew up with somebody, I mean, you hang out with somebody, you're friends, and then you see each other. It's just like you just saw him yesterday.
Lanville, you don't remember that 91 Super Bowl, do you?
Nope.
Okay. It's too bad not enough people do. Heavy Metal Chris does. That's
I mean, people that were
Brian
living
does.
At the time do. People that were just born, they don't. They don't look for nothing but what's right in front of them.
Sure. But it's also different if you live through it. Even like you, I can go back and I know statistics from the 83 team, and like there's things I know, but it's not like living through it and reading Tony Kornheiser's bandwagon column every week and watching George Michael.
I understand all that, but I'm saying like I know this guy right now. His son may be 10 years old. Jack's son is like 10, 11. He'll tell you everything about that year, and is enamored with it because his dad was like a big part of it, and still pass it on to him. A lot of times, a lot of younger folks today, they don't care about nothing that didn't happen today.
Oh,
or tomorrow.
I mean, Jeff's made that clear. He tells us that all the time.
So I mean,
well, it's like all these dumb NBA players that insist nobody was athletic in the 90s. Like, go watch a Dominique Wilkins or a Sean Kemp highlight.
The guy they consider the best. Watch him.
Right.
He's
sure.
athletic.
No, but they're always like, except Mike. Okay.
Crazy.
But to that point of the kids that might know the stats now or whatever. There's a great scene in Good Will Hunting where it's like, I'm sure you can tell me the exact paint colors of the Basilica in Rome, mm-hmm. right, in the Vatican. But until you're there and you smell it, you don't know what it's like. Like, there is something to being there. Here's what I want to do. I want to go around the room, And I want to open the phones. We have Marty Smith joining us at 1 o'clock. I'll try my best to do phones for the next hour. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The question Lamphill posed, and Lamphill is a hell of a question asker. Are the Commanders making the same mistakes as last year? And then specifically, what player or position group disappointed you most? I will answer this first.
Okay.
The player and position group that disappointed me most would be Forbes and the secondary. And that was my concern going in. You've brought up a very good point that the pass rush didn't get home and that they all worked together, and mm-hmm. I think that's right. But on the bad penalty Forbes took, he just got beat off the line of scrimmage and then had to grab the dude because he got beat. Like that has nothing to do with sacking Baker. And then to continue with that, are the Commanders making the same mistakes as last year? I think it's entirely premature to draw a conclusion that like this year is the same as last year because there's 16 games remaining and maybe they make wholesale changes. Who knows what they're going to do? But in the first game, we saw similar mistakes from the secondary that we saw last year, and I would point to the communication breakdowns. BSJ being in good position and then not turning his head, we saw that last year. There is stuff we saw that was similar.
But there were things in the game that I saw that were mistakes, but it was because of the IQ of it right now. Like the play where you talked about, the kid over the top, 15, on Quan and also Mikey.
Yeah, McMillan.
They understood what was supposed to happen, but they didn't realize that it was better for them to pass that off instead of one guy trying to come from deep to come down low and the other guy trying to drop all the way back.
Right.
So basically what you did, you left a hole. So when you're going to the position you know, you leave a space. If they had passed it off, then it never was a space. So as they get older, I think those guys have figured that out. I think the tackling is the same as last year thus far. But that could change. You know, we got at quarterbacks last year, and we didn't bring them down. We allowed them to move around. But I'm like you said, it's too early to say if it's going to be all last year. That was just one game. And it's the first game. And I looked at a lot of games this weekend, and I saw a lot of things that shouldn't be happening in the first game if you had put some effort through preseason and things of that nature, and it's still happening. So let's look into this game coming up and the following. Within 4 weeks, we'll know.
I agree. I think 4 weeks is a pretty good
barometer,
if you will, kind of to get a real idea of what's happening there. Lamphill, I'm curious if you believe this is the same as last year, if it's too early to make that determination. Based on one game?
I think a few of the fundamental problems are kind of the same as last year. The secondary is obviously bad. There seem to be a lot of communications issues. Maybe it's just because I watch the Commanders all the time, but it kind of seems like that's something that's been a problem for like 5-6 years here, where there's a ton of blown coverages and just dudes running wide open in the secondary, and that's pretty frustrating to watch.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Like, that has been a consistent issue. And, dude, I don't want to say specifically, like, the player that said this, but when I heard in the post game, like, yeah, we just got to get our communication locked down. Like, I've heard that we need to get our communication locked down since I've been coming to Ashburn in a professional capacity starting 12 years ago. Like, some of these things are just what corners say when they get beat.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pass rush can improve. I don't know that every quarterback is going to escape 5-6 times like Baker did. I will open the phones if people want to weigh in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Is this the same old as last season? Are there symptoms of it, or is it just too early to tell? I know because I was on NBC4 yesterday all afternoon. They ran a poll question asking that. And for a while, it was overwhelmingly people saying same old, same old. But then eventually it was like you got to give it time. And yeah. I think the proper sentiment is somewhere in between those two.
I mean, it's the first game, so I can't go same old, same old. And it's a totally different people that are coming in that's trying to lead these guys. So, no, it's not same old, same old. And you have to give it time. Unless, I don't know the world that people live in where they do everything perfect the first time they do it. I just don't know that world. But we have a lot of people in this world like that, who thinks that I'm going to tell you how you're supposed to do something immediate the first time. No one does it perfect the first time.
Sure.
So if you're not giving it time, then that's your problem.
Right.
That's the way I'm serious. It's like, you know, we get to the point where I try my best to be respectful to everybody I talk with. But that's getting kind of a little time where I think, you know, we might have to have a segment called Tell the Truth.
To like
where
DQ.
I'm allowed to just tell some people how ignorant they can act and be sometimes. Because why we expect people to do in their lives what we can't do in our own life.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, I also think the Giants present a real test, opportunity, whatever the hell you want to call it. Because they looked awful in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to give them time to kind of figure things out. But, like, if Daniel Jones has similar stats to Baker, if Danny Dimes goes for 250 and three touchdowns, then I think you got a real problem on your hands. And it's the problem these guys inherited by and large, but they did have an offseason to try to address things. Yeah, listen, I don't believe in getting pre-mad. I'm going to need to see that happen before I'm going to start slamming guys for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's reasonable to look at the Bucs game with a kind of holistic approach, right? I think they've won their division 4 straight seasons, at least 3. They won a Super Bowl 4 years ago. And that was with Brady. Then Baker showed up, and they've been good. Not the same, but good. They have some really good pieces defensively. They have some really good pieces offensively. Mike Evans has 10 straight 1,000-yard seasons. Like, I'm cool with backing off even analysis, frankly, because it's one game, and it was the Bucs, and there's a lot of moving parts. But if the Giants come to town and roll – That's trouble.
And you start having more stuff to go on. But this is the question I'll ask, okay? Like, for those who are being so critical of everything, Aaron Rodgers was 13 of 21 for 167 yards last night, one TD, one interception. He had one carry for minus 1 yards. We going to say he's horrible?
That'd be dumb.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to
How
say.
How about this?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Week 1 rush yards per game were the highest they've been in almost 20 years. Rush yards per game per team, 121.5 rush yards. That's the highest since 2008.
You know what teams work on a lot in training camp? Defensive pass defense, okay? And the other teams are sitting up here saying, we're going to run the ball. Because the league is a pass league, right? So the league is going down to, let's stop the pass. Well, you're not working on stopping the run, so I'm coming right down here on you.
The average passing yards in week 1, 188.3 net passing yards. Mm. That is the lowest total for any week in the NFL since week 15 of 2007.
All right, so now
so is this a one-off, or is this like a trend here?
It's not a trend, because by time we get to week 4 or 5, you're going to see teams throwing the ball a lot more than they were before, because you know what? They started off a little different. Just if we don't understand, we're not doing preseason anymore. We're basically doing training camp during preseason, and then we do preseason in the first 3-4 weeks.
I saw a quote that Herb Street said in an interview, and Herb Street's calling NFL games now. I think he does the Thursday night Amazon game maybe. But he said basically September's turned into August.
Yes. And the thing of it is, we see most teams were more vanilla running the ball, and then they try some pass things off of it. And not how fit are many our training camps?
Not particularly.
So now you get in the game with a team that literally has better talent, more experience, have better chemistry. They're going to handle you. Now you starting to get caught up on it. Like last night, the Jets, we have praised about their defense, their offense, all of the roster that the Jets have, we gave it an elevated thing. Were they great? San Francisco kicked 6 field goals last night.
They
imagine
scored 32 points without a passing touchdown.
If 4 of those were touchdowns last night, they would have got destroyed. So based off what I've seen, the defense of the Jets was just as bad as the defense of the damn Commanders.
Doesn't change. The Commanders' defense was bad. Mac Diesel on line one. Is this more of the same for the Washington defense, or is it too early to tell?
Hey, JP. Hey, Mitch.
How you doing, buddy?
Man, it's too early, dog. It's too early. We can't count our guys out. No one likes seeing our guys, you know, running behind, you know, these wide receivers and letting the long balls go. No one likes seeing that. But, you know, bottom line, we got to stick with them. We'll know Sunday. If the Giants do that stuff to us, we'll know. Then it's time to start, you know, looking for, you know, different answers. But if we can hold up Sunday, you know, maybe we can roll with this team we got. You know, I was disappointed in Mikey Sanders still. You know, I've been looking at him all year thinking he's going to come in and start right out. He didn't do it. St. Juice didn't do it. Obviously, Forbes ain't doing it. But if we can hold Sunday, man, guys, we got rides. I think we can do it.
Thank you for the call, Mac Diesel. I would definitely caution a decision on Sammer still. He did not look great. The whole secondary didn't look great.
He didn't look great, but he came up and hit people, which some people catch everybody. Ultimately, let's just say this, man. If we were to win against the Giants, don't call in here talking about all that positive stuff. We're going to have to, just like we wait.
That guy was positive.
I'm not saying that about that guy. I'm saying in general. We lose our mind, we lose. When we win, we lose our mind. I'm telling you, look, be relaxed on both ends. You just let stuff happen for a little bit. Let's try that one time. Let's let things happen, and then we could judge it instead of doing this roller coaster every damn week.
Commanders are favored against the Giants. We're going to keep the phone lines open.
They should be at home.
They should. The Giants look god-awful. Commanders just look bad. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Is it too early to start judging, or is it same old in Washington? Taking your calls when we return. Marty Smith from ESPN joins us at 1 o'clock.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.